Just when you thought automotive turmoil in Michigan had passed, Fiat Chrysler's CEO reminds us that it never really does. Daniel Howes of the Detroit News explains why the campaign for a partner gives new meaning to the term hard sell.
By now, it should be obvious that Fiat Chrysler Automobiles is for sale. Not in a desperate, do a deal now kind of way, but in a persistent, strategically logical way. Why? Because CEO Sergio Marchionne says as much repeatedly. He understands better than most the capital demands of today's global auto industry and FCA's limited capacity to meet them. His problem is that would-be buyers, from General Motors CEO Mary Barra to Renault-Nissan's Carlos Ghosn, are not inclined to cooperate. To that august list can now be added Volkswagen CEO Matthias Müller. He followed his not interested in FCA at the Geneva Auto Show with a we'll always talk. That seems to have done little more than whet the appetite of old Sergio. He told Reuters he's, quote, waiting with anticipation. There are four or five of us car makers at the global level. If something needs to be done, it will be done. Well, maybe. The truth is more complicated. The recent history of the global auto industry is littered with grand mergers and acquisitions that seldom delivered the so-called synergies they promised. Ford Motors' luxury brand spree of Jaguar and Land Rover, Volvo and Aston Martin proved a big, fat distraction that needed to be jettisoned when times got tough. Daimler Chrysler's highly touted merger of equals turned out to be neither. It failed. The Germans buried deep inside Mercedes-Benz had no intention of tarnishing their gleaming three-pointed star with the likes of Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep, and they seldom missed a chance to say so. General Motors spent much of the past decade dumping brands, foreign and domestic, it could not afford, could not leverage, or both. Names like Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Saturn, Saab, and Hummer are relegated to automotive history. Subaru, a one-time partner, is independent. And GM's Opel and Vauxhall brands in Europe soon will be owned by the French. Only Carlos Ghosn's Renault-Nissan experiment has withstood the test of time. Credit the CEO's charisma and the industrial logic 18 years ago of marrying Renault to Nissan. No, the players who stick to the core brands, execute, and watch the industry round-robin from the sidelines are the ones who've done best over the past generation. It's no accident you don't hear names like Toyota, Honda, and BMW when people start talking about deal-making. They generally don't play. Executing the theory behind a deal is far harder than conceiving it. Just ask old Chrysler hands. They lived the Daimler-Chrysler mendacity. They lived its peddling to the New York Sharpies from Cerberus Capital Management. They lived the collapse into bankruptcy and Chrysler's rescue by the feds and Marchionne. Creating and holding value has proven more difficult than architects of those deals probably ever imagined. Those lessons are not lost in the C-suites occupied by the likes of Barra and Ghosn, VW's Müller, and Ford's Mark Fields. If you're looking for reasons the industry brass isn't keen to buy what Marchionne keeps trying to sell, a decent place to start would be the past 20 years of automotive history. I'm Daniel Howes of the Detroit News.